What's up, Leaf fans? This is the Leafs Convo post-game edition. Leafs Blackhawks from Scotiabank Arena, thrilling the masses. Unfortunately, the Buds coming out on the losing end of things, 5-4, giving up a 5-0 lead to the one-time juggernaut from Chicago, and they couldn't come all the way back. Michael, are you surprised?
No, Norman. Good evening. This has been the pattern of this team for most of the year. It's the slow start. It's the sluggish beginning. It's the cluelessness on defense. I mean, I was watching the game on the NBC broadcast, and Pierre McGuire and Jeremy Roenick were excoriating the Leafs for bad defensive play early in the game, and it was justified. They were absolutely lethargic and terrible. And it's entertaining, and it's great that the team comes back and makes things exciting. But again, when it counts at the end of the year in the playoffs, if you get down 2 or 3 goals, you are done. And that's why I think this is a bad sign when it comes to what this team can do in the postseason, because they cannot give up the lead and fall behind as much as they have.
I mean, how do you change the strategy? How do you change the game plan when your team keeps coming out of the gate with such indifference, with such struggle, Mike? What can you do?
I mean, it's up to the coach. There has to be, and he hasn't found, whatever it is that gets them going earlier, whether it's, whether they start the game tight and they're basically, they only get loose when they're down a couple goals. I mean, I don't know what it is. All I know is that whatever it is, it's not working. They come out in the first period with little or no energy and little or no concept of what to do. And, when you're behind, you're playing a purely offensive game. And that's all it is. You're pushing the play. You're rushing up the ice. You're trying to create. When you're even or you're a goal or so behind, or even a goal or more ahead, you're playing a two-way game. You're playing a defensive game, or you're trying to. And obviously this team does not have much of a concept of a defensive nature, because when they're trying to play a two-way game, they're giving up offensive opportunities going the other way and breakaways like they did tonight. And their concept of defense is just baffling. And I felt sorry for Freddie Anderson, because – he wasn't particularly good, but he wasn't getting a lot of support either.
If this team was ready to go from the initial puck drop, they'd go up and then the defense would lapse and they'd give up the lead, and it would be interesting down the stretch. The way the Leafs seem to go is they fall behind early and then come all the way back. But tonight, they couldn't get the job done. That goal that Garrett Sparks gave up made it 5-0. I told my wife, I said, that's going to be the difference maker right there. It's not Sparks' fault, but it's even more demoralizing.
It was the game winner, and your point is valid, but the game was lost with those 3 goals at the end of the first. And it's similar to how they played again. I mean, okay, they've been outscored 6-0 in the 2 losses to Tampa Bay and Chicago. Up to that point, it was 10-2 or 11-2 in the last 4.5 periods, and then finally in the third period they wake up and they put 30 shots on goal on Colin Delia for all the offense that they showed and everything. It's meaningless if you don't give up 5 goals and you play terribly early in the game. So there has to be a balance here. And I know Mike Babcock will probably say after the game that, I loved our finish. Well, great, but your finish is meaningless if you don't start on time. He always says that, on time. And they never
Mike, the only time I want to see this team play with such purposeful desperation is when it's in overtime in the playoffs and it's an elimination game. They have a chance to put a team away, or they're trying to stay alive. The fact that this team is behind so much and then coming on like gangbusters just to make it a game. I'd like to know from some of our listeners, we know what's wrong with this team because we see it almost night in and night out. How does this team fix itself so that the Leafs aren't blown out in the first round by the Bruins? So these 2 losses, what are you going to do? The Tampa loss was terrible. This one, at least there was a bit of a spark. Put them in the rear view and just keep on trucking, or what?
Well, yeah, you have to, but I mean, obviously, this is two missed opportunities. Again, not to make everything about the Bruins, but the Bruins have lost two regulation games. The Leafs had chances to move to within 2 points with their game in hand. They lose both of them at home. I mean, the Bruins are a good enough team that they're going to rebound eventually and start winning again. And if that happens, then basically you can kiss home ice advantage goodbye. But based on the way that they played in these two games at home, I'm not sure if home ice advantage really means anything. So, I mean, this is going to be a challenge for the Leafs. They were battling illness. Zach Hyman was a late scratch. But if you looked, and the thing was, I looked at the stats after the first period. And there were only four players that were not minuses. It was the Kadri line, and it was one defenseman, Jake Muzzin. Other than that, everybody was a minus one, two, or three. Hainsey was a minus three, and the fourth line in the first period was terrible. And Nick Batan got danced on one of the goals. So I mean, that's again a problem. Like when you're shorthanded with Kapanen out with a concussion, with the defense as short as it is. And I have to say, Martin
Oh my.
Morenson out there on with the net with the goaltender pulled, with the net empty, he's out there. He shouldn't even be. I mean, there's five other defensemen that should be ahead of him in terms of
Did you see him try to
offense.
take that howitzer from outside the blue line, or just it was terrible? It got blocked.
Yeah, and he shot it right into the
Again,
shin
yeah.
pads. He
There's no
shot it right
point
into the shin
piling on
pads.
Martin Morenson because there's no way on God's green earth that this guy is going to be hoisting a cup when the Leafs finally do so. I'll say this. We haven't seen, for as good as this team has been, it was a plus 50 a couple of games ago. For as good as this team has been, we haven't seen the Maple Leafs reach their peak collectively. And that's either a scary thing or a reassuring thing to know that maybe when they hit the playoffs, they'll be running on all cylinders. We're hoping and wishing for something that may never happen. But we haven't seen this team reach its peak yet.
I agree with that. And if one thing can be accomplished over the last dozen games of the season, it's to find that peak. It's to get the momentum going, to get your players healthy, to if you can get Gardner and Dermott back in the lineup, and that if everything comes together, then they would have a puncher's chance against the Bruins. But right now, the way they're playing, I mean, it's the how they played in the Western Canada road swing was 5 out of 6 points, but they come back and really put their two worst efforts of the regular season.
Do you think if there's a point where Mike Babcock and at least Kyle Dubas as well believe that the Leafs are going to start on the road against Boston, they may pull Freddie Anderson back a little bit, let Garrett Sparks play, just so that Freddie is as fresh as he can be for what we expect is going to be a battle against the Bruins?
I think that when it's mathematically certain that they can't catch him, that's when they'll give Sparks more work and Anderson more rest. Until then, I don't think it's in Babcock's nature to sort of let the side down. He's going to keep trying and keep trying to catch them.
Have a great night, bud.
Thanks, Nolan.
The Leafs Combo is brought to you by Vanguard Northeast Realty. With over 15 years' experience, Vanguard provides superior level of service for commercial real estate tenants and owners. For more information, visit vanguardne.ca.